Hello, my lords and labias. This is Brooke, the host of the Good Mom Podcast, where we talk about the joys and the wonders of parenthood. That's a joke. We do not talk about the joys of parenthood. We talk about the struggles behind parenthood. We talk about mental health, the postpartum vagina, sex after a baby, making your marriage work, maybe not making your marriage work, and all the stuff that you don't usually want to talk about because every time you mention it to somebody, you feel like a bad fucking parent. Believe me, you're not a bad parent. We are all in this together on this crazy ass parenthood ride. Buckle up, bitches. What's up? Welcome back to another episode of The Good Mom. So today we're going to talk about the global pandemic. I wasn't really sure what to talk about today. I was kind of having a hard time. I've got like a crap ton. I've got a list, you guys, literally. Like I've made like a, it's like 5 pages long of like different topics and things that like I want to hit on throughout this like podcast's life. This was not one of them. But I was sitting in my room the other day scrolling through Facebook instead of doing anything productive because fuck productivity. And I was reading a lot of like mom posts and like mom shaming and moms talking about being shamed and being confused and all this stuff and not really sure what to do for sending their kids back to school or keeping them home. Do they go to daycare? Do they not go to daycare during this pandemic? So there's a lot of mom shaming going on around that. And a lot of the stuff I was reading, I was like, it took everything in my power not to just like get on and comment back and be like, hey, go fuck yourself. So often whenever like I'm scrolling through Facebook, as I'm sure many can relate, and you're just like, just don't fucking say anything. Just don't comment. Just keep scrolling. Just keep scrolling. That was me. And it's happening a lot. And like, what's so fucked up is it's happening a lot in like the Facebook mom pages where it's like, mom community, like no mom shaming, but then like 99% of it is like moms just like talking shit to each other. Like nothing makes me angrier than that. Like being a mom is already fucking hard enough. I don't need some other bitch coming in my life and being like, hey, you suck. I already know that. I don't need you to tell me. That's like coming and being like, hey, did you know the sky is blue? Thanks, dumbass. I know. So to have somebody already shaming you when you already feel shamed enough just fucking makes me mad. Anyway, rant on mom shaming there. So I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the pandemic, especially for parents with kids going to school. But also I wanted to talk about like pregnancy too and during the pandemic, because that is uncharted territory for a lot of us. So let's kind of start with, let's start with the kids in school. So every county right now and like district is like doing something different and it's ridiculous. So like everybody feels like they're making the right choice, but then they get shamed for it. So it's then they feel like they're making the wrong choice, but then they get shamed for it. Like I don't feel like there is a right or wrong answer to anything that's happening right now in the world in relation to children in schools. So our district, the district that I live in North Carolina, is doing, I'm almost positive they're doing full virtual. I'm not teaching right now. I'm not in the school district right now, so I have no idea what's actually happening, but I'm almost positive from like all the stuff that I've seen that they're doing full virtual for the first semester. They're doing all online. But back in my hometown in Chattanooga, in Tennessee, they are doing like a split where they do like 2 days in school and then like the rest of the time they're doing virtual. And there's also parents that like I know who live in like other areas, other teachers and stuff who live like in Colorado and like some other places. One is in New Orleans, actually. She was saying that their kids are in school all week, but that the parents had the decision. This is the worst part. And I think a lot of schools are doing this, that the parents, had the decision to choose to go back to school or not. Like they could like sign like a waiver basically. Like no, I want to homeschool my kid this year, do virtual learning or whatever. Or I want my child to go to school. And they had to, like, sign, like, papers. And so they have, like, some kids in school and some kids at home doing virtual learning. So I feel like that right there, the decision one, is the hardest part. I think in Hamilton County, they also are doing that where you can choose to keep your kids home the whole time. But I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on that. But anyway, so these counties that are having parents choose are the ones that are being shamed. Mothers who are choosing to send their kids to school are being shit on, because, you know, how dare you send your kids into a, you know, germ battlefield. And then mothers who are keeping their kids at home are getting shamed because, you know, what are you scared of? They're going to get it anyway. Just send them to school. Like, don't be a bitch. Just send your kids to school. Like, there isn't, like, a middle ground. And it's fairly frustrating to read and, like, witness moms bashing each other on these decisions because there isn't a right decision, especially for single moms. So I am lucky enough that my husband has a job that supports us, and I do not have to work. I work because I like to work. I am not working right now. I haven't been working for the past, like, year and a half to 2 years. But I miss it a lot. I would like to go back to work as a teacher. I miss it. But anyway, off topic. I feel like the mothers who don't have a choice, they have to have two incomes. They need to go to work. What the hell are they supposed to do? They can't keep their kids at home and homeschool them probably like they would like to keep them safe and know that they're okay. But they have to work. They have to be able to afford things. So they have to send their kids to school. And the moms who are bashing mothers sending their kids to school need to sit down and shut the fuck up, because you don't know what's happening and these other people's lives. These parents are trying their best. If they're in a two-income household, they might even be in a one-income household, it's just a single parent, single mom, single dad. They especially aren't able to have somebody just, like, come into the home. Like, paying somebody to come into your home, like a nanny, to, like, watch your kids while they do schoolwork is fucking outrageous. People charge, like, $25, $30 an hour. Rightfully so. I'm not saying they're, like, overpriced or anything. It's a lot. It's a hard work and it's a lot of responsibility to be a nanny. But it's expensive. Nevertheless, it's expensive. And so people don't have the luxury to do that. And daycare is the other thing. You know, for parents who need to go back to work, if their kids aren't school age, but they need to go to daycare, you know, parents are like, you know, how dare you, you know, send a six-month-old into daycare right now during this pandemic? That mother needs to go to work. She needs to provide for her family. What is she supposed to do? And I feel like it's frustrating to see the world attacking mothers and attacking families and, you know, pointing all this blame and saying that, you know, you're wrong to send your kid out into the world. But it's nobody's fault. I don't think it's fair to place blame and shame parents who need to work and send their kids back to school. The failure doesn't come with the families and the parents. The failures comes with the government system not taking care of its people. And I think that that's important for us to remember during this time, whenever we're talking about mothers and families, is that mothers need to send their children to school or to daycare or dads so that they can work, because everything is still full price or more. Okay. Nothing is stopped. Nobody's gotten any help for anything. People have been laid off still trying to look for jobs. Like, it's crazy right now. And especially for a mother who got laid off or a family member who got laid off, you know, whenever all this pandemic stuff happened, and say they just recently got a new job, they're going to have to fight like hell to keep that job right now. So they're going to have to send their kid to school or daycare. They can't just be like, oh, sorry, you know, I'm going to homeschool because I'd like to protect my child. It's pathetic that we have to choose, that you are being made to feel like you have to make this choice between potentially endangering your child's life or providing for your family. That should never have to be a decision that you make. And parents all over the world right now are having to make that decision. Well, America, I can't really speak for the world. And that's terrifying and that's sad. And I don't feel like it's appropriate. Actually, let me just say, you're a fucking bitch. If you're out there attacking mothers and talking shit about parents who are sending their kids to school, it is what it is. You know, we can't change how our government operates. We can't be like, please fucking help us, because they won't. it is what it is. We have to make it work. We have to just do our best. We have to try to teach our kids, you know, hand washing. Okay. I already know what it's going to be like in the schools. I already know what's going to be happening. But all we can do is just try to teach our kids and say, hey, you know, don't be a little fucker. On Tuesday, your teacher called and said that, you know, you licked your hand and wiped it on Timmy's face and screamed Corona. Maybe don't do that. maybe don't do that next time. You know, all we can do is kind of talk to our kids about it. They're probably not going to listen. Kids are kids. They're going to joke. They don't really understand like the seriousness of it. So it's important to let them know, without scaring them, to say, hey, you know, we need to keep our hands washed and keep our mask on and try to keep our distance from our friends, even though I know like it's going to be hard because you're going to want to play at recess and do normal kid things. You're not going to be able to this school year, without being like, hey, if you touch Timmy, you're going to die. So conversations with your kids are important right now. I think that if anybody is mom shaming you or dad shaming you, is there dad shame? What am I fucking talking about? Of course there's dad shame. If anybody's out there shaming you for sending your parents or your parents to school, Jesus Christ, I've got pregnancy brain, y'all. If they're shaming you for sending your kids to school, you have permission. Just be like, the good mom told me to do this. You have permission to look them dead in their face and say, go fuck yourself. Literally, or on social media, you can like make, don't even comment, like reply to the comment, make a whole fucking fake Facebook post and like tag them in it. Be the most aggressive bitch about it. Don't let somebody mom shame you. Tell them to go fuck themselves. Okay. School-age children, done. It's confusing shit. It's hard. We get it. We got you. Whatever decision you're making the right one for you and your family. Remember that. Okay. Everybody's going to have some shit to say. Whatever you've decided for your family is what works for you and your family. Done. Period. Period. Okay. So let's talk about pregnancy during this pandemic. Because this shit fucking sucks. Sorry, I'm so stuffy, you guys. I've got like allergies or some shit. I don't know. I live by the fucking beach. I thought I wasn't supposed to have allergies when there's like an ocean. Is that a thing? Did I just make that up? Anyway, so being pregnant during the pandemic, I got pregnant during the pandemic. I kind of already knew I was what to expect, but a lot of moms, especially for first-time moms, you know, they had their partner, say they got pregnant like, I don't know, what fucking January? When did this happen? Let's say January. I think the pandemic stuff started in March. You got pregnant January, you know, those first few appointments that you went to, you probably had your spouse with you there to hold your hand and share those moments together. Pandemic hits, all of a sudden that shit stops. You have to go to appointments alone. They check your temperatures and like make you wear a mask and you feel crazy. I went to an appointment the other day. And they were like, okay, I'm pregnant, first trimester. And they're like, do you have any nausea or headache, or extreme fatigue? I'm like, in relation to what? Because yes, I check yes for all of those except coughing, but I'm pregnant. And so because I had all of those symptoms, they had to like, they did like a forehead scan thing. And then they did like a temperature in my mouth. And then they made me like wait for a little bit, and then I had to do like another tip. Like, it was crazy, like the measures that they had to go through. Granted, I understand like why they're doing it, but it was crazy. Like, it feels so dystopian. Like, it feels so surreal to be like it's like a zombie apocalypse. They're like, were you bitten? So it's different. Like, the doctor's office and like around it is different. Like, the feelings around it. I remember my first pregnancy being excited for every appointment to see the baby and stuff. And now like I'm nervous to go. They're taking good measures, but like, I'm nervous to go because it's a hot spot to get sick. And so it's scary. And like the constant like temperature checks and temperature, why did I say it like that? Temperature checks and like the mask wearing and just like all the stuff that like you have to do to prevent and like make sure we're being safe kind of like increases your anxieties around it. It's like this stuff is protecting me, but it's also making me very nervous, as confusing as that is. Maybe I'm just a fucking psycho. But I go for my 10-week scan this week. And I was reading the other day about a mom who went for her 10-week scan. And I fucking hate, like, Facebook and stuff because of this shit. Because, like, you get on there and read and then it just, like, pumps up your anxiety even more and you're terrified. Anyway, so I was reading because I am a masochist. And this mom, she went for her 10-week scan. And it's the pandemic, so she had to go alone. She didn't get to have her spouse come in with her or anything. So at her 10-week scan, she found out that her baby didn't have a heartbeat. And the baby had, like, stopped growing. I think the baby was, like, 8 weeks, and she went in for, like, a 10-week scan. And so it had been a while, obviously, since the baby had developed. And so this mom had to deal with that alone because you're not able to have your spouse with you. And that shit just, like, fucking rings in my ears whenever I think about it. And it's so stressful to think about having to go through these moments and these fears and making decisions and listening to doctors tell you things that you have to relay to your partner, but you wish that, like, I am so stressed in a lot of these moments. Like, if I were to be told something was wrong with my baby and I needed to make some sort of decision, I need my husband. And I don't get to have him. So that stuff's really scary, like not being able to have somebody with you. The other fear, I'm hoping, granted it's probably not going to happen, but I'm hoping by the time I deliver this baby's due in March, I'm hoping by March it won't be so absolutely nuts and maybe things will be kind of normal and I can like have family come to the hospital and stuff. But like we don't have any family anywhere near us. So I have a lot of fears with delivering my baby because I can't have more than my husband in the room, but we have children. We have a child. And so I'm like, you know, if I go into labor early, because I had my last labor was early. Hopefully this one won't be, knock on wood. But say I go into preterm labor and, you know, it's just me, my husband, and my daughter here. Does my husband just like drop me off at the front and be like, have a good time. I'll pick you up in 3 days. Because we can't just like leave our daughter home alone. We don't have a babysitter. We don't have anybody here. We just moved here a few months ago. Like it's just us. So that stuff's really scary to me. And I think about it constantly. It's one of those things that just like constantly plays on repeat in my head. Like trying to figure out situations. I'm like, well, if I go into labor at this time, you know, if it's during the day, it won't be that big of a deal. And then, you know, I can have the baby and then call him and be like, hey, come check out your kid. Like, like I create these like scenarios in my head because I'm a fucking psycho. So that stuff's really spooky to me. And then thinking about bringing home the baby during the pandemic. So now I've got this brand new little baby who is already susceptible to germs and illnesses and all kinds of crazy shit that like you're scared of in those first few months. And I remember bringing home my daughter, my first baby. She, you know, we're constantly sanitizing, but family is still able to come over and all that stuff. Like, I don't want anybody over here. And like, I don't want people in my house. I don't know where they went. They could have gone to the grocery store yesterday, picked up the coronavirus or whatever. They could have picked up fucking anything. And then, you know, they're not sick yet, but they come into my house and they're loving on my baby. And then my baby gets sick and we end up in the hospital or whatever. Fuck, look, my mind's going off the rails. And it breaks my heart to think about it, to say, you know, sorry, you can't see your grandchild except through like FaceTime or some shit for like the first few months. But at the same time, that's kind of like what we're gonna have to do right now. If I don't feel comfortable, you know, going to the doctor's office because I'm scared of corona, I can only imagine what my anxiety is gonna be like with a newborn. Oh my god, I wonder if they can up my anxiety medication while I'm breastfeeding. Can y'all give me some more drugs? This mom is gonna need it. So that stuff's like, it's super scary being pregnant right now because you face so much of this shit alone. And it was like 7 weeks. I think it was 7 weeks. I was having a lot of pain in like really weird location. And I told my doctor about it and they were like, you know, we would like you to come in. We're going to check it out. Cause I wasn't supposed to have my first appointment actually until my 10-week scan, which is literally tomorrow. So my technical first doctor's appointment is tomorrow, but I had gone at 7 weeks to have a check because we thought I was having a miscarriage. They thought I was having a miscarriage or an ectopic pregnancy, and I had to go deal with that shit alone. And that was awful. I kept thinking, my husband, he was here with my daughter, and he didn't like get to wait in the car or anything. So, you know, like I would have had to have found out that information and then had to have processed it alone, you know, made decisions, made plans alone, and then drive home. Like, I'm just supposed to like go about my day like alone. Like that stuff is terrifying for a new mom, let alone just like a regular seasoned, already pooped one out mom. So I can sympathize and 100% relate to moms for the first time babies and like their anxiety because I feel it. But I can only imagine what it would be like my first time around and like not really knowing what to expect. And so like you're going in there already like unsure and then not having somebody by your side. Although I think it's kind of bullshit that let me just go ahead and say this, that like I can go eat at a restaurant right now or go to a bar and go to the beach and go to the grocery store and do all this shit. But I can't bring my husband with me to a doctor's appointment. Like, I already fucking live with him. It's kind of confusing to me, like, why they won't let spouses come. I can understand being like, you know, hey, don't bring your grandma, your Uncle Joe, your Jimmy Bob, your, you know, don't bring everybody to the fucking doctors. But I'm not really sure why they wouldn't allow a spouse. It's kind of frustrating, especially for something as important as, like, you know, checking to see if you're having a miscarriage. Like, talk about fucking stress and anxiety and needing somebody. So I feel like if you're a new mom right now, we get you. I feel you. It's scary. And all we can really do is just kind of like listen to our doctors and hope for the best, honest to God. Like, you know, hopefully you have a support system at home. So whenever things get rough, and you need to have a baby, you know, whenever it's go time and you're about to shit a baby out, hopefully, you know, somebody's there to be able to help you guys through it. And it's not just going to be like, you know, you alone. Hopefully your husband will be able to come in. Not really sure what everybody's, you know, hospitals are like right now. I think ours is only letting spouses in. Like, I don't even think my daughter can go in still. So that's why I'm a little nervous about what we're going to do. But anyway, so just know that like we're in it with you. We get it. It's scary shit. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing like half the time. I literally will just take it like appointment by appointment. My doctors are like, oh, you know, you'll need to, I'm a high risk pregnancy because I had the preterm labor before. And so they're like, you know, I have to take this like shot every week at 16 weeks. And then they're like, okay, but then you have to go to this like fetal specialist like every week and you have to do this, you have to do that. So I'm being the doctor's like all the fucking time alone. What the hell am I supposed to do with my toddler? All she wants to do is watch freaking Pink Fong, Baby Shark. Oh my God, I hate Baby Shark, you guys. Pink Fong is the worst thing ever. What is the other one that she likes? Oh, Super Wings. Have you guys ever seen that on Netflix? It's like an airplane show. She's obsessed with airplanes, so she loves it. All she wants to do is watch her little shows and just hang out in the doctor's office. She would be just fine, but nope. I guess she can't wear a mask, though. Anyway, I get why they do it. I don't want to sound too naggy, but at the same time, fuck. I don't know what's happening. So moms, dads, whatever decision you're making during the pandemic, you're doing all right. You're doing good. Nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. People are shaming you. They don't even know what the fuck they're doing either. They're just bitching to bitch. Thank you. Sorry, I got distracted by my daughter's Lego underneath my foot. How surprising. Thank you guys so much for joining us today to talk about the pandemic. I am trying to work on a website for you guys where I'm going to start posting different things and like baby list registry type stuff, kids shows, help in like different locations and areas where I have a lot of listeners. I have a lot of listeners in like Ireland for some reason and Australia. So just like trying to find help in like areas like that. So I will keep you guys posted on the website through our Facebook page and through here. I will keep you updated. Bye, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to the Good Mom Podcast. Don't forget to hit the follow button on Spotify or iTunes or whatever listening platform you are using. That way you don't miss a single episode released every Monday.